Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Judy. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for our sister that just led us in a time of just yielding our spirit and our heart to the presence of the Lord. And we give God glory. Thank you so much. Dr. Judy, thank you for facilitating our gathering tonight. Again, I thank God for all of you that are on the line and all the ASLPN people and the well and women. We thank God for what he's doing. Tonight, we are going to, I've been praying to us, you know, what the Lord will have this week. And I really feel we're just going to take a moment to do something a little bit different today. And what I feel we should do is, when we gathered last early part of this year, it was last year, to strategize for what God will have us do for ASLPN. This year, God gave us some strategy. He gave us seven pillars, seven visionary pillars for us to target our strategy for this year. And one of them was to strengthen and to inspire and encourage the denominations that are working with ASLPN, our people, and also to help revive the desire for them to really take prayer, prioritize prayer in the different denominations. So one of the ways we can do that tonight, outside of other strategies we're using, is this month and next month is is highlighted for a lot of the denominations that are meeting. This is a convention season for many of the people we're working with. We just Redeemed just finished their gathering in Texas. We work with Redeemed leaders at the, you know, all the leaders of the African ministries that are part of ASLPN. They are with us from their leadership, you know, all the way down. So Redeemed just finished our convention, and right now as we're speaking, the Willing Women just started their gathering, their convention in Atlanta. Early part of July, we have Deeper Life is having their convention. CAC is having their convention in Philadelphia. And then we have the Church of Pentecost. We have Bethel Word Outreach is having their convention later part of July. And the Church of the Living God, Pastor Jima and their group. So we have several of all our chairmen of the various denominations who work with the African denominations. They are all having their convention. And the purpose of some of this convention is to not only to bring a convergence of their people to empower, inspire them, but is to also renew their vision and also to strategize on how to grow in their vision and to accelerate what God is doing in their various ministries. Even independent ministries are also having a convention. So we want to use today because it's so strategic, it's so important for us as ASLPN. We want to use just this day just to set today aside, just to pray a few prayer points, just to do some declaration over this denomination as they gather. Like Willing Women are gathering this week, like we just said. So as we pray, I'll just share a few things, and then we'll pray over these areas, and then we'll take them one by one. Amen? Amen. If you're on the line and you are having discussion, I think we're hearing you on your background. So if you, just so you know. And then if you're on a speakerphone, you can turn it where you can speak directly. And if you all can unmute your phone, that will be fine, because today will be different. We're going to be praying, and I want all of us to pray. We're going to lift our voice and pray when I share the prayer points. And then at the end of the prayer points, I will ask somebody to seal that particular prayer point for us, like Elder Judith or Pastor Peace or those of you on the line, we'll just help close that section of prayer, and then we'll go to the next one. So that's how we want to sow. We want to agree with these people in what God is doing in this season. The first prayer we want to pray for is like the willing women are gathering, all these people are going. We want to pray that the vision of these ministries, for example, God ordained 12 tribes, destined 12 tribes for Israel. Each of the tribes, they have specific mandate upon their life, upon their tribes. And like Judah was known for praise, Zebulun was known for war, Issachar was known for prophetic seasons, and just on and on. Though all of them have several things in common, but there are things that distinguish them from the other tribes. So we want to pray that the very vision from the very founders of these ministries, that the vision God has given them, the mandate that God has given them, that the God will cause that them to come back into that alignment. And if they are walking in it, that God will cause them to really have an understanding of that vision and to agree with that vision, to unite towards that vision, that vision will take them to another place. So we pray for vision. We're going to pray for the visions of all these, the CAC, Deeper Life, Redeem, all these different denominations we're working with, willing women. Today we're going to pray that God will cause that vision to come alive, especially in this hour. And we're going to pray for their leaders, that God will give them favor, that God will cause their leaders to be united with the vision. They will not depart from that vision, that specific vision that has made them who they are. And so we're going to lift our voice, and then we're going to pray for the vision of these ministries, and then we're going to pray for the leaders, and also for the independent ministries, the different para-ministries with ASLPN, the various pastors and their churches, the pastors connected to ASLPN. We pray that every pastor, every minister, that God, the vision God has given to them, that will be awakened, that will be revisited, that will be refocused in them, so that they will fulfill the very mandate, the very way God awakened these destinies in them. So let's lift our voice, and then we're going to pray. And then at the end of this particular prayer, after we say amen, Elder Judith, Dr. Judith, you can lead us and seal this prayer for vision. And then we'll go to the next prayer point. Amen. So let's all unmute our phone and just begin to lift our voices and pray for the Willing Women Vision, the CAC, Deeper Life, the various pastors. Let's lift our voices and begin to thank God for this vision. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we lift our voices. We gather by the power of the unity of the blood of Jesus. We stand upon your purpose. We stand upon the revelation. Father, you said when you give us a vision, we should write it down and make it plain that he that readeth will run with it. Father, we come in agreement on this altar this day to lift up these various ministries, these various denominations, these various churches and callings, the pastors and the leaders. Father, we are believing you as they gather in this very season, oh God, to revisit and to reunite. Father, we pray that there will be a visitation, an awakening, and a realignment, that this vision, oh God, will be revisited, that they will begin to understand this mandate in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, every area you have strengthened, you have empowered, that this vision will not lose its focus until it's accomplished that which you have, for the reason which you brought it forth.
In the name of Jesus, we come in agreement today. We lift up the willing women as they gather. We pray, oh God, for clarity of vision. We lift up CAC as they gather. We lift up Deeper Life. We lift up Church of the Living God. We lift up, oh God, Church of Pentecost Ghana. We lift up the various pastors in ASLPN as they gather, God, in the season. We are believing you, Father. You gave them this vision. You gave birth to some 100 years ago, some in the 50s. Now, Father, we are praying. There is, yes, Lord, Roski Mati Kariandabaya. Is kontoro mashita ikirianda masakaya ikesondo brande kaya manza. As they gather, makeria bokosa, there will be no derailment, there will be no distraction, there will be no losing of focus. There is a purpose for which you've given this vision, that this vision will accomplish his purpose in this hour, in this generation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the leaders, oh God, will reunite at this point of vision, that this vision will be the point of unity. Father, we pray for the leaders, oh God, the overseers, Father, every area of leadership, that they will be visited again to refocus on this vision. This vision will be the point of unity, that they will serve the mandate, that they will serve the oil, the anointing, for the purpose for which you're giving birth to these denominations and ministries. In the name of Jesus. Ruskata manse karima sonda. Yes, koriba kante basande ribaka. Rikinto moshketereba kando mosha. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray where they've been, a distraction from the purpose, from the vision, we pray as they gather, that they will be visited again, to unite with the vision you've given, to unite with the purpose for which you've raised them up. Father, we pray for realignment of your vision, of your vision, of your purpose, of your calling, in the name of Jesus, that they will fulfill this vision to the end. Father, we pray. Mashekeria bakaya, isanto mankrondo bayasita, isondo roboshita, senda makuriam bayakasa. We thank you for the various pastors, Father. You are raising across the nation those that are especially in alignment with this movement of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, riskanta mange sayabaka, strengthen this vision, establish this vision, realign them to this vision. In the name of Jesus, let the vision be made plain, that those who read it will run with it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for fresh oil upon their vision, oh God. We pray for provision for this vision. We pray for, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your protection as they gather in this season. Father, in Jesus' name, cause your vision to come to pass. We give you glory for it. We give you honor for it. We cover them now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Yes.
is impossible with you. Yes. The one that comes forth from your mouth never goes back to you, boy. Yes. It has to accomplish that for which you have purpose. Therefore, Jehovah, we know that we are blessed being called by your name, O God. You have blessed us with all blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We declare, Jehovah God, that we are advancing this agenda because of your name. And we are declaring that every knee shall bow to you and every tongue shall confess that you alone are God. Therefore, Jehovah, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we gather corporately, we are in total agreement. You have said in your word that if two shall agree pertaining of anything, and they shall ask of you, you will grant it. Father, we are asking in your name that you advance us as heirs with you. You advance your servants in you. You quicken our understanding of you, O God. You quicken our eyes of understanding. You quicken our hearts, quicken our relationship with you. That you will cause us to plant for you as the deer plants for the fruits of water. You will cause us, Jehovah God, to move in the course of the things that we shall not listen to the voices that are noisy in this life. That that noisy voice shall be evident to us. We shall hear you. We shall hear you speak to us, O God. And we shall take your word and set us with it and run and implement that for which you are revealing in the realm of the Spirit. And we are declaring the Mother God, because you have given us ability to dwell in your secret place. Father, we declare that we shall abide under your shadow. Jehovah, we are declaring you are our refuge, you are our stronghold, you are our hiding place, you are the horn of our salvation, you are the rock that is cleft from us, the rock of ages. You are standing firm on the promises. You have covenanted blessing from us, O God. We are affirming and putting a claim on this anointing tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. As you lead us, O God, to take up position to whatever you have ordained for us, as you lead us, we declare that our steps shall be ordered of you, because we are the righteous of God. You have brought us with righteousness in Christ. You have separated us from our sin as far as the east is from the west. And therefore, we are confident and we are bold. We are not operating in the spirit of fear, but we are operating in the spirit of love, of power, and of sound mind. Therefore, tonight, O God, we are thanking you. We are grateful to you, O God. Jehovah God, enable us to move in you, O God. You have given us all the leadership, men and women, that listen to your voice. And Lord, we tune into this anointing tonight. Father, we tune into this fire anointing. We are tuning in the name of Jesus, declaring that every intercessor, our eyes shall be open, our ears shall be open. Jehovah God, we remove every problem from our eyes. Remove every doubt from our ears. And declare, Jehovah God, we shall hear you when you speak to us, and we shall advance the cause of the kingdom in our generation. We declare, Jehovah, that we have strengthened with might by your spirit in our inner man. We declare that we are rooted and we are grounded in love. We declare, Jehovah God, that we are satisfied with a long life. That, Lord, we shall accomplish the assignment that you have set before us, that nothing shall derail us. We shall not be distracted. Our focus shall be on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. We declare that the one that will come out of our mouth, the one that has come from the living God, the living bread, this word that will come out from our mouth, O God, shall be created word. They shall establish, they shall be established in our life, in the name of Jesus. Father, cause us to bring positive change in our generation. Cause us to affect our environment positively. Cause us to be sensitive to the plight of those that are suffering around us. Give us the compassion of Christ. Let us with the compassion. name of Jesus. When there are mountains in our pathway, God, and we fall upon you, you levelize them. When there are valleys where we are walking and we fall upon you, Jehovah, you fill them, oh God. Father, when there are rough paths in our pathway and we are advancing the cause of the kingdom, when we fall upon me, Jehovah God, you always hear us and you smooth and those rough places. Father, because you have said that you diligently, you don't go diligently seek you, Jehovah God, you are proud of them. Thank you that you are proud of us every time we seek your face. We honor you tonight. We honor you and we lift your holy name on high. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Hallelujah. Now we're going to continue to pray and make declarations. This time, I want to bring understanding for this prayer point over the denominations that we're working with, especially the African denominations we're working with. This is from Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Most of you know the story. Esther was planted in the kingdom of Persia for a specific time. And the moment came the reason why Esther was planted there and the position she was for this moment. It was when the destiny of the Jews was at stake. But Esther was positioned in the kingdom. So her position was very strategic in the victory that God wanted to give to Israel. But she didn't realize it. She had her own calling. She was a queen, and she was satisfying that call. But she did not see the bigger picture. So it was Mordecai who awakened her to a bigger picture and for this, and the moment and the season. So we want to pray. God has blessed Africa with a burden for prayer. And that was one of the reasons why the American leaders summoned us and said, please, we know Africans can pray. It wasn't a thing of pride. They said, if we're going to see an awakening and revival in this nation, we must bring in the African people. That's how ASLPN came to being. So America is in a crossroad right now. We've gone through various levels of crossroad, but this month might determine where the destiny of America, something is about to happen this month, and that will change the course of this nation forever. So, like Esther in the Persia, something was happening in that season that would change the life of the Jews forever. And at that moment, Mordecai told Esther, this is why you were here. This is why you're here. This is the moment you were born into this kingdom. And Mordecai was able to awaken Esther to see a bigger picture. And so Esther was able to call the 12 tribes into prayer. So earlier we prayed because we see the various denominations and the various ministries that we represent as tribes. We are not divided, but we are the same kingdom. But every tribe has their own peculiarity. So we pray that God will cause the vision God has given to them to come to pass so they can fulfill their mandate. But now we're going to pray, like Esther, that God will give, especially all the African denominations are working, a bigger picture of the destiny of America. Why they are here. Is it possible that God will awaken every African denomination we're working with and cause them to see a bigger picture of what is going to happen to America if we do not unite at the place of prayer? If we do not see a bigger picture to unite in prayer and stand with the leaders of this nation, those who are really crying for prayer, to cry out to God, even whatever it will take, to cry out to God in the unity. But whichever way, how can they do this? They can call prayer in their denomination. They can call for prayer. Say, Redeem can call national prayer, or Redeem, like we did in Nigeria election. CAC can call. Church of Pentecost, call for national prayer. And all these people can call for prayer and say, let's pray for America. Let's, because our grandchildren will be here, our children's children will be here. We are positioned here for such a time. And what is about to happen, if we don't see the bigger picture, the life of our generation is being, we are abandoning it. Literally, we are giving them over to something that is not a good inheritance. So tonight, we want to pray that God, like Esther was awakened, we want to pray that all these tribes, all these denominations, especially the African denominations that we're working with and the independent ministries, that God will stir them up to see a bigger picture of the destiny of America at stake. The reason we are all here is for this moment. If we miss this moment, we've missed our assignment. And God wants to hear from all of us with one voice, crying for God to reset this nation back to God. Reset this nation to the fear of God. Reset this nation back to righteousness. Cause a major shift to happen. So let's pray tonight that God will awaken, like Esther was awakened, that God will awaken all these denominations to see the big picture, to fight, to contend in prayer for the destiny of America as regards to righteousness. So we're going to lift our voices and pray that God will awaken them as they gather in their conventions, as they gather this month and next month, as they gather, that God will strike them with brokenness. And like Esther, we wake everyone up that in these conventions they will make decisions that will cause them to consecrate times of prayer focused on this nation, This is not the time for, you know, for us to, this is time to focus, for whatever happens to this nation in this season will affect the whole world. Amen. So let's pray for that. And as soon as we finish praying for that, Pastor Peace can seal this time of this area of praying for an awakening, for us to see a bigger picture for the destiny of this nation is at stake. I mean, what will it look like if all the different denominations in this nation from Africa uniformly call for prayer, 3 days of fasting and prayer in all of them? What do you think heaven will respond to? How will it look like here? So let's pray that God will, as they gather in this convention, that God will visit them with such a reality and a consign for this nation. Amen? Because we have quite a big, we have a big denomination gathering here. So let's pray for the God to visit. So let's lift our voice and pray for this. Amen? In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We honor you, Father. We thank you that when, yes, Jehoshaphat called for your people to gather, Solomon called for a gathering. Father, you visit, you visit. You awaken, you touch the hearts of the people. You touch the hearts of the leaders. You show them the urgency of the moment. You awaken them to the reality of the moment. This is the time every voice stands before your throne. Father, oh yes, Lord, as the wailing women gather, as Redeem, oh God, CAC, Deeper Life, Church of Pentecost, Bethel Word Outreach, Church of the Living God, all these various denominations, Father, will you visit, will you cause them to see a bigger picture of the state of America, of the condition, the spiritual state of this nation? Will you cause them, oh God, to call for a time of prayer for America, to call for a time of fasting for America, to call, oh God, for a time of brokenness for the sake of this nation, in the name of Jesus? Father, will you cause, oh God, let there be a stirring as you cause Mordecai to awaken Esther. Father, you are, through Esther, you call the tribes together. Father, let everyone of influence in ministries be awakened at this time to use their influence, oh God, to call for national prayer, to call for national times of fasting and prayer over the sins, over the situation, over the blanket of darkness. Father, will you awaken an urgent moment for prayer for this nation to risk Santa Brundiyakasa, Riska Borian Deskaya. Father, will you unite the hearts
of your servants in the area of prayer. Will you raise an urgency? Will you cause, oh God, your people that are called by your name to be awakened to such a time as this? Will you cause, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, raise the volume of prayer. Father, raise an awareness, an awakening for prayer. For such a time, oh God, you are positioned. You've called these men and women to this nation for such a time. Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon America and stir up such a surge of prayer, such an emergency of prayer over the nation. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to you, Lord. Father, awaken pastors, awaken in every ministry. Father, stir up hearts. Father, stir up souls. Father, stir up such an awakening for prayer. Father, cause there to be a lamentation, a cry, a cry, a cry, a weeping, a cry, a longing, oh God, to see righteousness, to see the fear of God, to see your presence again in the nation. Father, have mercy upon America and raise up, oh God, raise up prayer, raise up prayer, raise up prayer over this nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, as your people gather across these various denominations, let there be visitations, let there be urgency in the hearts of your people to call for national solemn assemblies, to call, let there be unified voices calling for prayer, even at this time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, Father God, this is the time, the hour has come, yes, and yes, the revival, yes, the land need to, yes, be revived, the church need to be revived, oh God, yes, the nations need to be revived, yes, the time, yes, of God. We, yes, pray that you will pour out your spirit, yes, to God, that this generation will encounter, yes, the God of, yes, what happened on the Pentecost, yes, night. Father, my because God, we are still, yes, in the season of the, yes, end,
yes,
time. For it is written that in the latter days, great, yes, God, you will pour out your spirit upon, yes, all flesh, that the young men, young women, yes, God, the men, the women, yes, the will see vision, the will prophesy.
Yes.
Father, we are asking and praying for prophecy. We are asking and praying for vision. We are asking, yes, and praying for dreams. We are asking and praying for God for the love of our Holy Ghost of God.
Yes.
Even in the land of Israel, that miracle signs and wonders of God as, yes, it was in the days of our ancestors. So shall it be even now that, yes, the truth of the word of God will resurrect, yes, in the life of God and, yes, the churches. Father, let this gather not be just an annual event, let it not be religious event, but let it be the events that the God needs with the power of the Holy Spirit because of the heart of the people that have prepared already, my God, to receive. Father, in glory, Lord God Almighty, moment of God, that you have invested the authority and the power of God in most of all these nations, especially Africans, and God, that they will bring up to heaven and make the difference. Father, I pray, God, that as many as you have chosen at this season and at this moment of God, yes, to stand in the gap in this land, Father, let them indeed make a difference in the land.
Yes.
And your constant God of their commitment to God, yes, by the grace of your people, Father, yes, God, let the windows of heaven be open. Let there be the rain of thy power.
Yes.
Let there be the rain of thy spirit. Let,
yes,
God, the whole land and sea be shaken. Because,
yes,
wherever yes. of the king is and his power. Because yes. when Jehovah is and just spoken to us about having the power yes. to run it from God unto our God.
Yes.
We pray, Father, in glory, let this convention, let this ministry serve God, Father, add it to the kingdom.
Yes.
Let the blessings unto the kingdom.
Yes.
Because you said that if I should be lifted up the message, you will grow also unto
yes.
you. Father, begin to bless us to the rest of this convention in
yes.
the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Now we're going to pray. When God speaks, the wisdom of God is the word of God. And the creator of the universe who has made all things, he knows exactly what it takes for his kingdom to flourish on earth. He knows exactly everything. So when he speaks, the wisdom of heaven is in the word of the Lord. So God has spoken very clearly. Even when Jesus, the Son of God, came in the flesh, God manifested it, he even repeated it. In Isaiah 57, he says, my house shall be called a house of prayer, a house of sacrifice. Then Jesus came, drove the people out of the temple because they were more involved in other things. And he repeated it. He says, my house shall be called a house of prayer for the nation. We're not saying prayer is all you do. But the point is, Jesus in the Lord's Prayer made it clear the whole plan of heaven can only be manifested of earth through the vehicle of prayer. Everything between heaven and earth is transacted through prayer, and other things come after that. So if the enemy can disconnect that line of prayer, he can get us into technology, into every other thing, that does not deal with principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and wicked spirits. These are the powers that rule the world. If we can't contend with them, we can have everything, but we cannot take souls out of their hand. So praying for the nation is the only way to dislodge and dethrone the forces of darkness and allow the kingdom of God again to harvest the souls of men out of darkness to light. So we want to pray now that all these denominations we work with, that God and the pastors, that God will awaken again and restore the place of prayer back in the church, back in the heart of the people, that God will raise up again a praying generation. Psalms 24 says, where is the generation that will receive the blessings of the Lord? He said, but the generation that seek the Lord. So let's pray again that God will revive prayer again in the church. That's what the early church started with. That's what sustained the early church. That's what the early church won with. Everything begins with prayer, sustained by prayer, and finishes with prayer. The moment you take prayer out, the church starts becoming something else. Amen? Prayer makes us partner with God. So let's just pray. And when we finish this prayer, our sister from the island will help us to seal this time of prayer. Amen? Are you still on the line? Okay, so we're going to pray that God will revive, restore a revival, that a fire that will restore as these denominations meet, that God will visit them and again cause them to revisit commitments to their pastors, their leaders, their people committed to the place of prayer again. That prayer will be restored in marriages, in homes. Altars will be in the place of prayer. Let's pray for that, that God will restore the place of prayer back in the heart of the church. Let's begin to cry out to God as they may. Thank you, Jesus. Ha roskata mange sata. Shekerye boko sima dengaya. Roba kisando roma kaya sa. Shekerye bakanda manso koryaba. Jesus. Roma shekerye bakande saya. Reki masanta mando robo shekerye. Hiso kombre tikande yanda. Shikeria bukuse marikasa. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy on us. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father. We put our confidence in every other thing but you. Father, you know. You know, Father. So krabakaisima. Grendi makaria bukuse. Forgive us, O God. Turn our hearts back again to absolute dependence on you. Make this generation the generation that seek your face. Father, revisit your servants, O God. Visit the hearts of your servants, the pastors and leaders, the heart of your church. Restore us again to be a house of prayer. A people who seek you, a people who look to you, a people who wait upon you. Father, restore our hearts back to your heart. Restore our knees back upon the altars of prayer. Revive the spirit of supplication. Revive a broken and a contrite heart in us. Cause us again to partner with you. Our confidence is in you. Father, give us zeal for your house again. A house of prayer. Consume us with a desire to know you. Consume us with a desire to walk with you. Consume us with a desire to see you move on behalf of our generation. Revive again the longing and the zeal for your presence. For your glory, for your power. Father, waken us again from the place of slumber. Father, give us a desire to see your glory, to see your power in a dry and a thirsty land. Father, revive prayer again. A longing for you, a desperation for you,
in our lives, in our marriages, in our children, in the nation, in your church. Awaken us again to the need for you. Give us desperation for you, for you, for you. Restore our hearts again to you. Do it, oh God. Visit these conventions. Visit, oh God, the gatherings that are taking place in this season. And renew a fresh desire in us. Give us the zeal for your presence again. Do it for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Let our sister from the Virgin Islands lead us and close this time of prayer. Amen. Or from the okay. All right. Is any other pastor there tonight? Just lead us and close this time of prayer. Thank you. Amen. Okay. All right. Let's just close by, let's lift our voices and pray for the unity of the body of Christ. Even at this time, there is power in unity. Unity attracts fresh anointing, fresh oil. Unity in marriage attracts blessing. Unity in the churches attracts blessing. Unity in the body attracts blessing. Where there is unity, you find heaven. Heaven is attracted. And where there's unity, there is power. So let's pray in agreement with the prayers of Jesus as we see the body of Christ being motivated and called into a place of unity across the nation. Let's pray that God will begin to unite all of us. Amen. Let's lift our voices together. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.